In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the Pentecost, and it is also the last Sunday before the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. That's why all the readings of today from yesterday evening until the Gospel of the Liturgy are focusing on our Lord Jesus Christ after His ascension into heavens. How can we benefit from Him? And who is Jesus Christ for me? That's why the Lord comforted His disciples and rejoiced their hearts, actually, when He spoke about Himself and His relationship with the Father, and thus our relationship with the Father through Him, through the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we speak about just three words because of our time. The first point is that the Lord said clearly, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in me, believe also, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions." This is the first one. Some people believe that the Lord is not enough for the whole world to live in forever. But here our Lord Jesus Christ says clearly, "In my Father's house are many mansions." In another word, there is a place received for everyone created and came to his world from Adam to the last person who will be born just before the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a mansion for him. There is a place for him. Imagine. Millions and millions and millions and trillions of millions. They have place. Everyone has place in heavens. Because sometimes we misunderstand our Lord, the phrase of our Lord when He said about the road, it's narrow and miserable, and the door is also small for us to get in. Not very people go through it. It gives us an impression as if maybe 10%, 5% of the creation will inherit the heavens. But no. Here the Lord says clearly, "In my Father's house, there are many mansions. For everyone created, Christian or not Christian, there is a place booked for him. However, maybe many people who don't live in God and believe in Him and get benefit of salvation will lose their places. But the places are already booked for everyone. So there is no special places for the Christians or the Coptic Orthodox Christians. It is narrow-minded. It's wrong. Places are booked for everyone. But those who accept will sit on these places or will have this place, one his place. But those who refuse refuse. It's like an exam for everyone. Everyone can have the full mark or not. Everyone. If you have the high school test, the high school exam, everyone can have the full mark. But unfortunately, not everyone is clever enough to study heartily and honestly and faithfully to get the full mark. Some people don't have the full mark. Some people even don't pass. So number one, be sure that your place is booked in heaven. This is number one. Number two, the Lord Himself promised us to book a place for us. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Where you are, our Lord Jesus Christ. Where is the place of our Lord Jesus Christ? As God, He is unlimited. But His ascension into heavens means that He took my body and ascended it into heavens and sit at the right hand of the Father. Question: does the Father have a right hand and left hand? Does He have? No, of course. Because God is unlimited. The Father doesn't have right and left. But the right here means the place of the glory, the place of rejoicing, the place of accepting, the place of blessing. That's why He said that, not also that we say it in the creed. He ascended into heavens and sits at the right hand of the Father. We do believe that. But literally, there is no right and left for the Father. But it means that we will be blessed, we'll be rejoiced, we'll be delighted in heavens. Where is Jesus Christ with His glorified body now in the kingdom of heaven? Has anyone entered the kingdom of heavens? Never. Has anyone up till this moment and until the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ have a place in the kingdom of heavens? Certainly. But no one. Even St. Mary, the Mother of God, she hasn't entered the kingdom of heavens now, up till now. Her body is kept with God somewhere. No one knows. Her spirit is in the paradise of joy, the awaiting of the righteous people for the kingdom of heavens. Only the glorified body, which the Lord resurrected on the third day with, is the kingdom of heavens. So, your place now with our Lord Jesus Christ, booked with our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heavens, in the place of blessing, rejoicing, delighting, living forever, praising the Lord, seeing everything as it is, or as was prepared for you in the kingdom of heavens. It is number two. Number three, He said about Himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And this is the conclusion. This is the last time that will we hear from our Lord Jesus Christ everything before His ascension into heavens. During the last 3 weeks, we heard from Him about Jesus Christ is the bread of life. And then Jesus Christ is the water of life. And then Jesus Christ is the true light of life. And today He is the way, the truth and the life. Full stop. It means that he is everything for everyone forever. Everything. If I'm hungry, I have Jesus to eat. If I'm thirsty, I have Jesus to eat. If I want to walk in the light, here is the true light, Jesus Christ. If I want to walk in the right way, he is the way. If I want to know the truth, he is the truth. If I want to live forever, he is the life. In one word, Jesus Christ is everything for me. And if he is everything for me, then he is my saturation. Why do I search for a perish food? Why do I search for untasty and harmful water? Why do I walk in darkness? Why? Because sometimes I misuse my freedom that the Lord kept for me. The Lord gave me the new nature. The Lord gave me the nature of the heavenly life. The Lord gave me the new nature through the baptism and confirmed me with the Holy Spirit with the Holy Chrism. And instead of being a man of the world, I am now a man of heavens. And instead of looking at the worldly lusts of the world, I'm looking now up to the heavenly, where my body is already booked by the glorified body of our Lord Jesus Christ, who became the first, and everyone will go in the same way. Jesus as the way means whenever you go anywhere, ask yourself, is Jesus with me now? If Jesus is happy where I am going to this way now, he is disappointed, he is not satisfied, he is not happy? It's a very important. This is the meaning of he is the way. We heard today about the Acts of Apostles, the story of Saul who became Paul after that. He was going in the way of persecution, the Christians, towards Damascus from Jerusalem. And then the Lord, what did he do? The Lord corrected his way. He appeared to him, warned him, and asked him to go to Hananiah in Damascus. Instead of going to the Christians to arrest and persecute and kill them, he himself, the Lord, led Saul, blind of eyes, led him to Hananiah. So he corrected his way. And that's why the church gives us the Acts of Apostles today. The correction of the way is only through Jesus Christ. The truth. You want to know what to do? You want to know what's right, what's wrong? He is the truth. Go to him. Here is his constitution. Here is his word. Here are his commandments. You know the truth, that you want to know the truth? Simply follow the commandments. But don't follow the commandments as a slave. Follow them out of love, as we said in the Ashi and the Vespers yesterday. He said in the Gospel of yesterday, in the Vespers, whoever has my commandments and keep them, then he is who loves me. He is who loves me. So I love him, then I follow his commandments. If I walk in this way started from the manger. You know, he was born in the manger. Fil mizwad. and ended on heavens with the ascension and crowned at the right hand of the Father. Every one of us wants to follow this way, follow the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the meaning that He is my way. He doesn't give me the description of the way, but He puts Himself to be the way for me, so as to follow Him. And when I follow Him, I will not be disturbed. I will not be hesitated. I will not be afraid, because I'm sure, I trust Him, that He will lead me to the eternal life easily. At last, if I walk in His way and know His truth, then I will live forever with Him. And this is the meaning that He is the life. Life means He gives me His life after He took my death on the cross. النهارده احبائي حد الخامس، اخر حد قبل عيد الصعود. عشان كده الكنيسه بتركز على شخص يسوع المسيح من فم الرب يسوع المسيح الطاهر نفسه. في البولس بيقول كرس لنا طريقا لنتبع خطوات، طريقا بيقول ايه بالظبط؟ طريقا كرسه لنا حديثا حيا بالحجاب اي جسده. مسيح كرس لنا طريق بالحجاب. عارفين اللي يعني الحجاب؟ الحجاب ده لبسه موسى لما شاف ربنا على 40 يوم ووشه بقى ينور، الناس ما بقتش تشوفه. فالمسيح حجب مجده بالحجاب في الجسد، فالتجسد بتاعه سماه بولس الرسول حجاب، لان احنا ما نقدرش نشوف مجد الله ونعيش، فاضطر ان هو يحجب مجده في تجسده وعاش بينا. فلما يقول في بيت أبي منازل كثيرة، دي رسالة مطمئنة. كل واحد فينا له مكان، اطمن مكانك محجوز معاه، اوعى يفوتك المكان ده. لو رحت كنت عزومة كبيرة كده وانت معزوم في حتة، خد بالك، وبعدين قالوا لك لك مكان وحاطين كده على الكرسي فلان الفلاني، يعني مش أماكن كده، لا، ده كل واحد له مكان محجوز باسمه. في نظام في السماء، مش هذا كده، مش كله هيدخل كده، لا، كل واحد له كرسي، له مكانه محجوز باسمه. اوعى مكانك يبقى فاضي في الابديه، اوعى. ابذل كل ما تستطيع عشان تفضل حافظ على مكانك ده. في سفر الرؤيا في الاخر يقول ايه؟ في اخر سفر الرؤيا يقول من يحذف من نبوه هذا الكتاب يحذف الرب اسمه من سفر الحياه، يحذف اسمه من سفر الحياه، يشيل اسمه من على الكرسي. سمح الله، الله لا يسمح، الله لا يسمح. دي أول نقطة. ولما يقول أنا ماضي لأعد لكم مكانا، يعني كل واحد فيكم مخصص له مكان في السماء. وبعدين لما يقول أنا هو الطريق، دي سهلة جدا، هو مش بيوصف لك الطريق، ودي قلتها مرات كتيرة جدا. في واحد يوصف لك الطريق زي عسكري المرور كده اللي في مصر، تقول له شارع منشأ منين في اسكندرية، يقول لك تمشي كده وبعدين تعدي كده، بس هو واقف، واقف في مكانه. عسكري المرور يوصف لك بس هو واقف ما راحش. لا، ما تبقاش عسكري مرور. المسيح بالنسبة لنا مش عسكري المرور، والخادم بتاع ربنا بالنسبة لي مش عسكري مرور. لازم هو نفسه ياخدني من ايده، بايده ياخدني من ايدي يوديني في السكة. المسيح عمل كده، بقى هو نفسه الطريق، نزل من اول المزود ومشي مشي 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 لغاية القبر، لغاية القيامة، لغاية الصعود، وحط جسمي اللي خدهم العذراء بعد ما اداله مجد القيامة، حطه على يمين الآب. وزي قلناها مش حاجة اسمها يمين وشمال للآب، ده يمين هنا يعني البركة، يعني المجد، يعني الفرح، يعني التنعم الأبدي، يعني القبول أمام الله. ده اليمين، ده اليمين مرمز له بإيه؟ باليمين. فأنا ليا مكان في السماء، المسيح عمل لي طريق، او هو نفسه الطريق بتاعي. فانت وانت ماشي في سكه اسال نفسك، السكه دي المسيح ماشي معايا فيها ولا لا؟ ان لا ما تروحش. ايها الشاب يا بنتي، لو حد عزمت في حته والحته دي عارفه انها اوفنسيف، قولي الطريق ده مش طريقي. وانت كمان لو حد عزمك في مكان وعارف ان المكان ده في عثره، في تعب، في غلط، يبقى لا، لان المسيح هو طريقي. والراجل الكبير كده والست كده، للكل، انا مش بقول للشباب بس، انا بقول للكل، المسيح هو طريقنا الوحيد الى الابديه. ليس ها لاحد، ليس لم نعط اي اسم في السماء الا اسم يسوع المسيح. ما فيش لينا شفيع تكفيري في السماء كفر عن خطايانا وحمل خطايانا الا ربنا يسوع المسيح نفسه. هو الحق كمان، زي ما قال انا الطريق والحق، هو الحق. الحق يعني الانجيل، يعني الكتاب المقدس، يعني كلامه. وكلامه ما فيهوش كومبرومايز، ما فيش نعم ولا، يعني في طاعه لوصيه ربنا، وما فيش كومبرومايز، ما فيش رمادي. الحياه الروحيه ما فيهاش رمادي، يا ابيض يا اسود، تعيش صح تبقى في الابيض ماشي صح، ده الحق. اما الحياه فالمسيح اعطانا الحياه الابديه لما ادانا حياته واخذ هو ايه الموت بتاعنا على الصليب. ربنا يسوع المسيح قادر ان هو في هذا اليوم اللي قبل عيد الصعود، بقى كل واحد فينا بقى يقول عيد الصعود، معناها عيد صعود جسدي انا في شخص المسيح الى السماء، ولحد ما اوصل بقى واقعد يفضل جسدي ده منجذب لجسد المسيح فوق. وعشان ما يحرمنيش بقى بيديني كل مره اجي الكنيسه جزء من جسده، لا مش جزء، كل جسد قيامته، كل مجد قيامته في حته فتفوته صغيره، حته نقطه دم تحمل قوه قيامه المسيح، الجسد الممجد. انا باكل منه وبشرب منه كعينه وكقوه دفع ليا في العالم، تسندني على غربتي في العالم لغايه لما اخلص بقى من الدنيا دي واطلع معاه اقعد في الفردوس بروحي، واستنى لما يجي ياخدني الى المجد السماوي، ملكوت السماء. كلنا نبقى كده في الملكوت، بس عشان كلنا نبقى في الملكوت لازم ننكر الحاجات اللي على الارض وما نشتهيهاش وما نستعبدش ليها، ولكن احنا نستعبدها، نستغلها، نستعملها، لكن هي ما تستعملناش. مسيح الصاعد الى السماء يصعد ارواحنا، ونقول إن كنا قد قمنا مع المسيح، كنتم قد قمتم مع المسيح، فاطلبوا ما فوق حيث المسيح جالس. والآن قد قام المسيح وصار باكورة الراقدين، أقامنا معه وإيه؟ أصعدنا معه وأجلسنا. خد بالك بقى من الآية دي، نفهم بيها أجلسنا معه في السماويات. المعاني دي مش بنقولها بس عشان كده، لا، دي حقيقة تعيشها وتمارسها، تتمتع بها إلى الأبد. له المجد من الآن. Yeah.
Sophia, Theobros, Homan, Kiria Lyson, Kiria Lyson, Henometh me.